Newsom rejects proposal to keep Trump off California ballot. By Paul Bois on December 24, 2023. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom has said he will reject any proposals to follow Colorado and keep former President Donald Trump off the state's primary ballot. In a statement on Friday afternoon, Newsom said even though he vehemently opposes Donald Trump, he will let the voters decide. There is no doubt that Donald Trump is a threat to our liberties and even to our democracy. But in California, we defeat candidates at the polls. Everything else is a political distraction, Newsom said. As Breitbart News reported on Tuesday, the Colorado Supreme Court ruled in a 4-3 opinion that the Constitution's insurrection clause prohibits former President Donald Trump from appearing on the ballot for the presidency in 2024. The court found by clear and convincing evidence that President Trump engaged in insurrection as those terms are used in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, the ruling read. The ruling will partially reverse a previous ruling from Colorado District Court Judge Sarah Wallace, who ruled in November that the 14th Amendment would not apply in the case of former President Trump, being that he is not an officer of the United States as was defined at the time of the amendment's ratification following the Civil War. On Wednesday, California Lieutenant Governor Lainey Kounalakis sent a letter to Secretary of State Shirley Weber to explore options on taking the former president's name off the ballot. Kounalakis cited the Colorado ruling, saying it is about honoring the rule of law in our country and protecting the fundamental pillars of our democracy. She added that the court's decision can be the basis for a similar decision here in our state. The Constitution is clear, you must be 35 years old and not be an insurrectionist. California must stand on the right side of history, the letter said. Also on Wednesday, Maine Secretary of State Sheena Bellows was reported to be seeking options on whether or not to exclude Trump from the state's primary ballot in March. Last week, for instance, attorneys seeking to bar Trump from the ballot argued with Trump's legal team at the statehouse hearing. Related, Wasserman Schultz, hopefully Trump will be banned from other state ballots. The challengers have the burden of providing sufficient evidence to invalidate the petition, Bellows's office said in a statement last week. At the hearing there will be an opportunity for both the challengers and the candidate to present oral testimony of witnesses as well as additional documentary evidence, and to make oral argument pertaining to the challenge in light of that evidence. The complaint filed in Maine claims that former President Trump engaged in insurrection on January 6 and is now ineligible to hold any office, civil or military, under the United States. Trump is not eligible to hold the office of President of the United States. His declaration is false, and his consent and primary petitions are void, it added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.